All right, so this time you've really given us something. A whole article all about Jesus's appearances after the resurrection.
19 of them.
Yeah, 19. From this website, Discover Jesus. That's a lot to unpack, especially when you think about it. These are just appearances to people who already believed.
And just over 40 days.
Exactly, 40 days. It really makes you think twice about the traditional Easter story.
It does. We tend to picture, a quick he's risen moment and that's it.
Right.
But this article, well, it's much more complicated than that.
Yeah, and it's not just about proving he was alive either. The article talks about appearances that lasted hours.
Ow.
Hours. Even a whole evening in one case.
What could they possibly have been doing all that time?
That's a great question. And it really goes against the idea that these appearances were just symbolic or just to, reassure people.
Right. There had to be something more to it, some deeper purpose.
So, okay, let's look at this timeline. The article mentions appearances all over the place. A garden,
A seaside.
someone's house even.
It really shows just how many different settings and situations these encounters happened in. And what's really interesting is that each location seems to have a specific theme or message tied to it.
Oh, like what?
Well, take the appearance on the Sea of Galilee. They're fishing all night, then they have breakfast together on the shore. It feels very much about reconciliation and restoration.
I see. Like each appearance had a specific role in getting his followers ready for what was coming next.
Exactly.
And speaking of followers, it wasn't just the apostles who saw him, right?
No, not at all. The article even mentions Mary Magdalene witnessing several appearances, and there's even an account of Jesus appearing to over 500 people at once.
Whoa. So it definitely wasn't some exclusive club.
Nope.
That's an important point because it really challenges the idea that these appearances were some kind of secret knowledge just for a select few.
Right.
This was a message meant for everyone.
Yeah, it really gives the impression that Jesus was reaching out to a lot of different people, not just his inner circle. And that brings us to something else pretty interesting. The nature of Jesus's resurrected body. The article mentions something called a Maruntia appearance.
Maruntia. Yeah, that definitely caught my eye too. I'm not sure I've heard that word before. What does it even mean?
Well, it's a term that describes a state of existence that's kind of in between physical and spiritual. It's not really either one. The article suggests this is how Jesus could appear and disappear, walk through walls, but still interact with his disciples in a physical way.
So not just a ghost then.
No, not in the way we usually think of ghosts. It suggests a much more complex idea of resurrection, where the physical and the spiritual are all mixed up in ways we don't fully understand.
Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing. And it raises even more questions like, why would he choose to appear this way? Was it to show his power, or was there something deeper going on?
It's a really fascinating question, one that theologians have been debating for centuries. One theory is that it was a way for Jesus to bridge the gap between earth and heaven, to show his followers that death wasn't the end, but a transition to a new kind of existence.
Yeah, I could see how that would have been incredibly comforting to his followers, especially back then when they were still trying to figure out what it all meant.
Absolutely. And speaking of figuring things out, I thought it was interesting how the article emphasizes how important faith is in recognizing Jesus. Like in that story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus,
Oh, right.
they didn't even realize it was him until he broke bread with them.
Yeah, it's like their faith opened their eyes. Like they were willing to see him even though they didn't recognize him at first.
Exactly. It suggests that it wasn't just about physical proof. It was about something deeper, something that went beyond the physical world, recognizing who Jesus truly was.
It really makes you wonder if maybe we're missing the divine in our own lives because we're not looking for it with the eyes of faith.
That's a great question, and I think this whole deep dive really challenges us to think about that. Are we open to seeing extraordinary things in the everyday? Are we willing to look beyond what we see and recognize the presence of God maybe where we least expect it?
Wow, that's powerful. I'm really starting to see these 19 appearances differently. It's not just about what happened back then. It's about how these events can still inspire us and challenge us today. It's interesting how the article points out that these appearances weren't just casual visits,
Yeah.
It specifically says that Jesus gave his followers instructions.
Right.
Like he was setting things up for what would become the early church.
It really does seem like these appearances had a clear purpose. It wasn't just about showing up and then disappearing. He was getting his followers ready for what was to come, giving them the tools to spread his message.
And that message wasn't just for a select few, right? Like we were saying before, all kinds of people witnessed these appearances.
Exactly.
Mary Magdalene, big groups of people.
It's pretty clear that Jesus wanted to reach as many people as possible.
Yeah, the article even talks about appearances in different cities.
Yeah.
Like he was making a real effort to spread the message far and wide.
It challenges that whole idea that early Christianity was just this tiny little secret group.
It's almost like he was saying, this isn't just for my closest friends and family, this is for everyone.
I think you're right, and that brings up a really important question that we need to think about. What do these appearances mean for us today?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? What can we learn from these events all these centuries later?
Well, one thing that really jumps out at me is the importance of faith.
Mm.
Over and over again, we see people recognizing Jesus, not because of some overwhelming physical proof, but because of what they believed in their hearts.
Okay.
It suggests that faith is a huge part of how we experience and understand God.
So are you saying we should question whether these appearances actually happened?
Not necessarily, but I do think it's important to remember that faith often goes beyond just facts.
Yeah.
You know, it's about trusting in something bigger than ourselves, even when we don't have all the answers.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not about blindly believing everything we read. It's about being open to the possibility of something more, something we might not fully understand.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes the resurrection story so powerful, even after all these years.
Yeah.
It makes us think, it challenges us to find our own meaning in these incredible events.
You know, I started this deep dive thinking we'd just get a straightforward historical account.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing now that the real power of these appearances is how they can inspire us and challenge our assumptions and really make us think about our own faith journey.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. It's not just about what happened 2,000 years ago. It's about what we can learn from it and how we can apply it to our lives today. Thanks for joining us for this amazing deep dive. Until next time, keep searching and keep exploring.